Hey, it's Kara, and this is the Joy Because Grace podcast. I am so excited for today's episode, and I feel so honored that you're here taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. So without any further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So today I'm going to be reviewing the book Gay Girl Good God by Jackie Hill Perry. I received this book for free in exchange for my honest review, which is what you're about to hear. All right, so Gay Girl Good God is subtitled The Story of Who I Was and Who God Has Always Been, which I think just perfectly summarizes this book as a whole. Gay Girl Good God is Jackie Hill Perry's autobiography of the story of who she was before she came to know God, and how she came to know God, and then how her life has changed post meeting Jesus. And then throughout the book, though, she talks about who God has always been and how he has always been merciful and forgiving and ready to give grace to us and stuff like that. So that's pretty much just in short what the book is, the story of who Jackie was and who God has always been. In depth, though, Jackie was a lesbian, and she did not like Christians very much. She didn't have anything really against them. She just didn't like how Christians treated the LGBTQ community. And so in her book, she talks about her journey towards lesbianism. Lesbianism? Is that a word? I don't know. And then how she came to know God kind of through that, actually. Her story of her conversion story was really cool, and I really liked seeing her journey after she came to be a Christian. Okay, so a little bit more about Jackie. I'm gonna read her bio off the back cover of the book. So the back of the book says, Jackie Hill Perry is a writer, poet, and artist whose work has been featured on The Washington Times, The 700 Club, DesiringGod.com, The Gospel Coalition, and other publications. Since becoming a Christian in 2008, she has been compelled to use her speaking and teaching gifts to share the light of the gospel of God as authentically as she can. At home, she is a wife to Preston and a mommy to Eden and Autumn. All right, so Gay Girl Good God, I think this book is you should read it if you are a Christian who kind of wants to have insight into the LGBT community and know the story of someone who was a lesbian. I don't have very many gay friends, and so I actually really enjoyed reading this book so I could get insight into that lifestyle, just so I can kind of understand, where these people are coming from. I think, so if you're like me and don't have very many gay friends, you might like this book. You should read it. I also think it's for the person who is a lesbian or who is gay and who is learning about God or is a Christian, but has these tendencies and these temptations towards that lifestyle, because she really does a really great job of kind of breaking down what she called the heterosexual gospel. But hang on, let me flip to that. There's a little section in the back where she talked about, so she had a chapter in here called Same-Sex Attraction and the Heterosexual Gospel, where basically she just debunked the idea that when people say come to know God and then you'll be straight afterwards, immediately. And in this chapter she says, here we go. I'm just gonna read a paragraph because I just think it's really good. All right, so she says, God isn't calling gay people to be straight. You'd think he was by listening to the ways Christians try to encourage same-sex attracted people within or outside their local churches. They dangle the possibility of heterosexual marriage above their heads to the point that it's it's heaven on a string, something to grab and get hold with. And though it's usually well-meaning, it's very dangerous. Why? Because it puts more emphasis on marriage as the goal of the Christian life than knowing Jesus. Just as God's aim in my salvation was not mainly to remove my same-sex desires in sanctification, it is not always his aim that marriage or expecting an attraction for the opposite sex will be involved. The heterosexual gospel is one that encourages same-sex attracted men and women to come to Jesus so that they can be straight, or that coming to Jesus ensures that they will be sexually attracted to the opposite sex. The way in which the gospel is preached is much more subtle than I've made it out to be. It usually sounds like, I know you're struggling with being gay. I can promise you, if you give your life to Jesus, he will completely deliver you from those desires because he loves you. Or, I know a guy that used to be gay and now he's married. Jesus will do the same for you if you trust him. God can surely deliver someone completely of same-sex attractedness, and God can definitely take a same-sex attracted man or woman and turn him into a spouse to the opposite sex. I'm obviously witness to that. But the scriptures have not explicitly promised these as just definitive gifts for being reconciled to God, or as immediate inherited blessing every generation. In hopes of encouraging same-sex attracted individuals and those who are seeking to love them well, here are four reasons to avoid the heterosexual gospel. And then she goes into the four reasons, and I recommend this book so you can read them, because I'm not going to read this whole chapter to you. But anyway, it's really good. It's really good, guys. Like, you should read it. So basically, what I liked about it, it's just like I said kind of earlier, it opened my eyes to this whole other different community and this different lifestyle that I hadn't ever like really seen, other than like, you know, what's portrayed on TV shows and movies. And I feel like, you know, they don't necessarily portray Christians accurately on media, TV shows and stuff. So why should I assume that they're portraying, you know, gay people accurately, you know? Anyway, so I liked reading someone's actual personal testimony from that lifestyle, as well as how she came to know God, because I just find that interesting. I also really liked Jackie's writing style. She is a very poetic author. I don't know if you got very much of it from the little snippet I just read, but she uses all this imagery, and it's like almost like reading poetry. Like, it's so pretty. I know there was one that was really good near the beginning of the book. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Maybe not. Let's see. Hang on. All right, so here is a quote from her book, page 20. Sin, when in the body, cannot stay put. It is not a guest that stays in one room, making sure not to disturb the others. It is a tenant that lives in everything and goes everywhere. It can bleed into every part, choking out anything holy. The glass shattered and broke when it moved in. Adam and Eve, God's first image bearers, made to love and reflect God in creation, had now become the world's first sinners. So that's just an example of like her kind of like poetic imagery that she uses throughout this book. I really liked that as well. Something I didn't like though about this book, so the first half, really the first two halves, that's mathematically impossible. I'm sorry. The book is broken into three parts. So I should say the first two thirds of the book is kind of like a timeline-ish of her life. But in some of the chapters, it kind of jumps around from bit to bit, or like the end of one chapter would foreshadow greatly a couple years down the line. And it was kind of like, I didn't necessarily want to have that foreshadowing before she got there. Like, I would rather have, like, you know, just read chronologically her story and then found the event she was talking about in the future, versus be reading in a chapter and then her talk about her life now when she wasn't a Christian yet. And it's just kind of like weird jumping around in parts. It wasn't like hugely affecting like my reading experience of this book. It was just something a little jarring when it did happen, like one or two times. So that's really my one negative that I didn't like about the book. So other than that, I highly recommend Gay Girl, Good God. You can buy this book off Amazon. You can get it at a Christian bookstore such as Lifeway. I definitely recommend it. So in conclusion, Gay Girl, Good God by Jackie Hill Perry. It was a really good book. It was a great autobiography. I don't usually read autobiographies, so the fact that I liked this like makes me want to go read more. Yeah, so I think that's the end of my review of this book. I will be publishing a blog post about this book too, if you would like to go read my thoughts in a written format. You can check that out at joybecausegrace.com. Meanwhile, I believe that's it for now. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy Because Grace podcast. I'm Kara, and I hope you have a marvelous rest of your day. God bless. Bye.